Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, big hour here. Don't forget to vote, by the way, our caller of the year. Two Jersey guys. How did that happen? Scott of Mount Laurel and Joe of Columbus. At Dom Show 1210, we'll give you an update on how that's going. But we have been partnering with the Pennsylvania Family Institute and some of their people. They have widespread across Pennsylvania of the issues right here in the state that matter. And Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen served as the first black woman on the Pennsylvania Superior Court and is working with them now. She just wrote a piece in the Pittsburgh paper, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Marijuana legalization will hurt, not help, vulnerable communities. Apparently, the legislature moving closer on this and now discussing legalized marijuana for recreational use vis-a-vis the system, I guess, they have with the state stores. That alone right there is a the Cannabis Control Board. You know what it's like over the years, what I've talked about with the state stores and their restrictions. Imagine in the marijuana business. All right. She served from 2008 until her retirement in 2015, as I said, now with the Pennsylvania Family Institute. The judge joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Judge, welcome to Philadelphia. Good to talk with you today.
Thank you for having me. It's good to talk to you.
So, Judge, first of all, you have a sense, or maybe you and the Institute together, that Pennsylvania is getting closer to this debate and then the mechanism on how to distribute marijuana?
I hate to think that they're getting closer. I know there's a lot of talk about just how to implement legalization for recreational purposes. And it appears that there is some disagreement as to whether it should be through the state store system or whether it should be through private industry or private ownership. So there's no clarity as to how it's going to be implemented. But they do seem to be or appear to be determined to implement it over the next year.
Now, your article suggests, and this has come up in Jersey, as you know, Jersey even bigger. There was what held it up for a while was the debate that somehow or another this will be helpful to minority neighborhoods. And I looked the other day, Atlantic City, I think the article's not in front of me. It was either close or they actually have more marijuana distribution stores in AC, which isn't that big. I think it's 12. Then they have casinos. And casinos, of course, were the marquee of Atlantic City. So the theory is this is giving back in various ways. Entrepreneurs who take these over, jobs, and I guess money that gets filtered back into the community.
Well, they claim that legalization will create economic opportunities for entrepreneurs and that it will do away with the black market. That simply is not something we've seen happen across the country in the 24 states that have legalized marijuana for recreational purposes. And, you know, how can one argue that this is going to bring economic prosperity when we know it's going to create greater dependency and more addiction?
So, Judge, leaving aside that argument, what's your broadest argument against legalization? Because in New Jersey, I think the public looked at this, and even some communities relatively conservative, like Ocean City, when it was up in referendum prior to Murphy's, I believe, first time that he ran, they were in favor of it, close to 60 to 40.
That may very well be true going in, but I think you have to look at the 24 states that have legalized marijuana for recreational purposes, and not one of them can point to the economic benefits or the benefits to the population at large. Not one of them can honestly say that their state treasury has realized a tax windfall. And quite honestly, if we look at the state of Colorado, for every dollar that is experienced or that is realized in tax revenue, about $4.50 is spent addressing the social ills and the social impact costs, such as addiction, car accidents, increased emergency room appearances, and the likes. And this is just simply not the way, something that the government should be doing. The government should not be promoting an industry that depends upon the creation of more addicts in order to succeed.
Judge, with the Pennsylvania Family Group, what other issues are you involved in?
With the Pennsylvania Family Institute?
Yes.
We're involved in the pro-life issues. Mm-hmm. We're involved in school districts, in education. Our goal is to strengthen the family. And so we involve ourselves in issues that go toward weakening the family or challenging the family. We're also...
Judge Henry, do we have the judge?
She's still there. Something might have happened. I'll check.
Okay. All right. Let me put the judge on hold here, and you see if you can straighten that out. Just let me know. Phone lines. We'll have Dom's Money Melody coming up. Our 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Okay. Let's go back to Judge Cheryl Allen. Sorry about that, Judge. Judge, you were saying that Pennsylvania Family Institute trying to push back against issues that weaken the family, and you give us several.
Weaken the family, right. Weaken the family, and weaken communities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, weaken the family, weaken communities, and especially as it relates, we are especially concerned as it relates to young people, because even Temple University, right there in Philadelphia, the researchers have found that marijuana commercialization leads to more young people using marijuana. And when people begin to use marijuana as young people, there's a 36% chance that they are going to move on to more harsher drugs and become addicts. And plus the fact that the marijuana that is being marketed today is not the marijuana from the 60s and from the Woodstock generation. This marijuana that's on the market today is much more, contains a much higher percentage of THC, is much more addictive, has caused people to have psychotic episodes, has caused increased visits to the emergency room, car accidents, crime, the like. I mean, there is nothing positive that can come from this, and that includes tax windfalls, as many in government are predicting.
Well, Judge, thank you. The article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, marijuana legalization will hurt, not help vulnerable communities. And what's the website for the Pennsylvania Family Institute? Where do people go, Judge?
PAFamily.org.
PAFamily.org. Judge, thank you very much. I want to continue the conversation with you throughout 2025. Have a great Christmas, and thanks for joining us today. Okay, I think we may have lost.
Yeah, I lost it right at the end there. I mean, what are you going to do?
All right, side question today is a simple one. All-time great product that makes things more convenient. I call it great small inventions. The Post-it note. Air conditioning. This coming off this tree thing that I haven't found anybody else that has experienced this. Oh, well. Let's go to Joe in Westchester here on Talk Radio 1210. Joe, good afternoon. What's your great
here
small
am,
invention,
Dom.
Joe? What's your great small invention?
Hello.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, my small invention is the microwave oven by an electrical engineer, Spencer, after, you know, World War II, based on British radar technology.
Yes, that is a great small invention. And, you know, one of the things that help with this is the idea of whether or not life would be, if not miserable, more of a burden associated with it. Think, too, of the second generationists. We had a guy call today, Gene of Abington, I think it was, about Velcro. Yeah, great small invention, but who wants Velcro sneakers? And, of course, Skechers, dude, slip-on, is the uptick to that invention. All right, so each iteration gets a little bit more that makes life convenient. Mark, and now, by the way, that doesn't mean that I think credit cards, debit cards, are more convenient than having cash. You can't beat cash as far as convenience. Can we all agree on that?
Convenience?
Dan's not here today, so I think we can get agreement.
Convenience? I don't think so on that front.
I think it's
good to have, but I don't think it's more convenient than just tapping and going and building some credit and getting some points out of it.
With all that tapping and going, there are downsides, though. Identity theft is rampant, etc. You may not be where you're tapping and going. You may be in situations where you just have to pay some cash.
I agree, and that's why I do carry some. But
yeah.
The tap in most places is just easier for everyone, unless they're, you know, they got a skimmer or something.
All right. Let's go to Mark in Philly on Talk Radio 1210 with Don. Hey, Mark, good afternoon. What's yours?
Hi, and great. By the way, great show on national and international
thank you.
Events. Dan had mentioned one time previously that he thought the cell phone was absolutely, you know, remarkable and a remarkable invention. I want to point out that without something that came before that, however, it's software, not hardware, without the graphic user interface. In other words, you could touch a picture on the screen, and that would program the computer. Before that was Microsoft. This was the Apple versus Microsoft.
Okay.
When that you'd click on the mouse, okay, on the screen with the mouse. Before that, if they called the graphic user interface, between you and the machine is a picture, and then that programs the computer with a set code. Before that, you had to say, oh, what was that code? And then you'd put in, and even the woman
great
who called
point.
About texting.
Right.
Before that, even if computers got smaller, so you had the iPhone, you would have had to have put in a code to get from the telephone to the texting mode without the graphic user interface.
Thank you, Mark. Brilliant stuff. I got you. I got what you're talking about. Okay. That's today's side. All coming off to you with a Christmas hit. But, yes, right now it is time for Dom's Money Melody. All right. So we are playing for, again, a great prize, a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. Perfect for that next holiday gathering. Metro Diner is serving up their best heat and serve healthy holiday feast to go with roasted turkey or baked ham, paired with all the fixings that serve a party of 1, 4, or 8. Visit MetroDiner.com to place that order today. I've been to Metro Diner several times. $50 goes a long way. Great prize. All right, Henry, what are we doing?
Yeah, all right. So it's my last day here before Christmas break here. So I'm going to play a cover of a Christmas song. I want to know the artist. I think it'll be pretty easy, pretty straightforward, but maybe not. So I'm just going to play it, and we'll see if we need any clues later, all right?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh. He's making a list. Checking it twice. Gonna find out.
All right, hit us with that, and you are off with a $50 gift card in your pocket to Metro Diner. You get in at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Money Melody.
Show me the money. All right. Identify who's singing this song, and you're headed off to the Metro Diner. Let's hear the clue.
Your town. He knows where you live. He knows that your window's open.
Jerry's in Wilmington. Jerry, happy Christmas to you. Who's singing the song?
Yes, happy holidays. Well, I think it's English. I think it's Alice Cooper.
Yes, it is Alice Cooper. Would you put Jerry on hold here? Yeah, thank you very much. Put him on hold. Jerry, you are the winner. All right, you're headed off to the Metro Diner. Metro Diner, $50 gift card for Jerry. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Now, in our caller of the year, all you have to do is go to DomShow1210. DomShow1210. Two Jersey guys. Scott of Mount Laurel, 51.3. And Joe of Columbus, 48.7. This has been going back and forth. At one point, Joe had a pretty big lead in the beginning. Scott may have. And now it's come back. It's been within 2 points, give or take, which is really good. And a lot of people voting. You can vote at any time up until Tuesday, but vote now at this point. Who is the caller of the year? You know, we didn't talk too much before I take some more calls about drones today. A couple of things, though. The FAA has banned drones, I think 22 roughly areas, and I don't know explicitly why they have to. It ought to be more than that, in parts of New Jersey, and they threaten deadly force for an imminent security threat. So if they're there, does that, who's going to determine that? And are we ever going to shoot one of these down? Or as I predicted a while ago, this is going to carry on until the inauguration and the information is there with the president and he actually does something about it. Like, tell us. I've had only one caller during these last 2 weeks. It was a woman, military background, family, the whole thing. It was a respectful call. We went back and forth. Who says she doesn't want the military telling us what they're up to. That's not the way this country works, A. We're not asking the military to divulge anything that might be technological, whatever it is. But we're still sitting here, and as predicted, you see what they're doing. We're running out the clock. We're in the last weekend before Christmas. So they get away with the weekend. We're all shopping, getting ready, yada, yada, yada. And then they get to Monday. That might be the last day because who cares on Christmas Eve, Christmas, then the day after. Then we start almost the weekend cycle again. And we're into New Year countdown. Can they get away with it until Inauguration Day? And they are. And we find out from the Wall Street Journal. Now, again, we can all blow hard and say, I knew Biden, Don, what are you talking about, that he wasn't running the country? Well, we didn't know that explicitly with people that were actually inside it. We saw it. We saw there's no way with this guy. But people have come forth, great investigative journalism, Wall Street Journal, five-part series, detailing how scandalous this was. And that Klain, the chief of staff, Susan Rice, conduit to Obama's, and Dr. Jill Biden, they were making decisions, pretending maybe to tell us Biden was making the decision. And how long has he checked out? The week after the debate that we've been talking about today? So this is a scandal. This is outrageous that despite all the pressure of all the people we brought you, Jeff Van Drew, Mike Testa, Jerry, all kinds of people like that, and they have some degree of power, the only players here are the federal government and Murphy. Don't forget Murphy. If Murphy would talk about what he knows and take more aggressive action, like shooting one of these down, then I think people would say, all right, at least we have a handle on knocking out some premises. And if they really don't know, I don't think that's feasible. They don't have a clue around this. Then that ought to shock us. That's the thing that ought to be shocking to people, that should give nightmares. How is that? Because then that gets into something that somebody's developed, something that we have no idea, the Chinese or somebody else. No, they have a reasonable sense of this, but they're determined they're not going to say it. And I know people think, well, they're just protecting us and all. No, it's arrogance, incompetency, laziness, all bundled in. Look at the Biden administration. But we have to know on this. You can't just keep on going down this path. It's getting old telling us. You're not seeing it up there. I'm trying to remember who today said, well, you know, we are not used to looking up at the sky. Now we start looking at it, so now we're seeing stuff. No, that's not what's going on here. Too many eyewitnesses, too much stuff. Stop it already. Biden telling us, nothing nefarious, just go about your business. Okay, just give us more information. We're not going to do that. Humor us that you're protecting us. Give us a clue here. This story, even in the year of what's happened presidentially, is starting to bubble up close to the outrage that you think people would have and should have. And the only thing saving them is it's happening now around the holidays where attention is diverted. Can they run out the clock? If this were Biden continuing, Biden was going to be in power, they just keep on running out the clock. What are you going to do to stop them? What effectively has Congress or anybody else come up with to say, here's what's going to happen to you if we don't know more about this? And the answer, sadly, is nothing. All right, let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Alan, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Alan.
Well, you just stole my thunder. Because I was going to say the a drone technology.
Okay.
It started out like it was a joke, and
yes,
flying airplanes, and now it's deadly force in Ukraine.
Yeah, absolutely. And or when you have something only the very inside or wealthy can afford, and it comes down to a scalable level, that's a great small invention. That's a good one. Thank you, Alan. Yeah, I didn't steal your thunder. Yeah, you're right. That the uses, what they did in Ukraine, slash what we're seeing here. So hit us with that all-time great small invention. I'm not giving up on the drones. I'm going to be on my watch next week and the following week, etc. And it's still front page for me. But we've essentially been stonewalled here. And in my view, I got to tell you, we bring on people, they're screaming about it in Jersey. And there are people I really respect, Jeff Andrew, Testa, et cetera, Dawn Fantasia. But what's the bottom line here? What have we learned definitively out of this? And the answer is nothing. Will there be a price to pay for this? Now, Biden's leaving, no price there. But in New Jersey, is there a price to pay? It was bipartisan initially. There was some degree of Democrats. I don't see Democrats driving this as much as Republicans at this point. And they're offering, saying this can't go on, but they don't say how we ought to pressure what the media ought to be doing. The media is responsible for this in the coverage, too. They ought to be pestering every single federal official, every one of these people, with question after question. Well, we're here today, and we're not talking about anything. We're asking you about this. The second thing is, where's the investigative reporting? Where is somebody breaking loose internally something associated with it? You know what they're engaged in now? They're engaged in mocking people like Jeff Andrew, the elite again. They're mocking now. Oh, little green men. No one's saying little green men other than on Twitter. Stop with Twitter. We're talking responsibly here. And it's not so much what the drones may or may not do. It's just the fact that we can't get an accounting of this. And again, I don't see conspiracy here as much as arrogance and incompetency. That's the bottom line. All right, coming to you. More calls coming up. You get in at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that I need you to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Happy to remind you one more time as we head into the weekend. I know I'll be going to my usual stop in Flower Town tomorrow to stock up about Captain Chuckie's. Christmas and New Year's are days away. You're as busy as ever. Need help party and meal planning? Or you're going somewhere, you can always take Captain Chuckie's with you. You know how reliable this is. If you've been, if you haven't, what the heck are you waiting for? Give it a try now. We all know Captain Chuckie's for their favorites, crab cakes, wild-caught shrimp. The soups are great. The Dom roll you have to have. But now Captain Chuckie's is teaming up with some well-known family-owned businesses to offer some other great products. Captain Chuckie's and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia have now launched their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread. Available for now at most Captain Chuckie's family-owned outlets. But they have other great family-owned items. Stock's Pound Cakes, Marciano's Specialty Breads, pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough.
Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies, Derby's Philly Famous Clams Casino, and the Vera Pasta Company of Westchester. They produce Captain Chuckie's own line of pasta, including those three different raviolis, their own lobster, banyan crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli, and their own jarred blush sauce. Please check the website and local Captain Chuckie's for availabilities. I mentioned the Dom Roll. You got to get some of them. At least try them over the holidays. All this wonderful stuff with Captain Chuckie's. One website. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Find out where the nearest Captain Chuckie's is located. If you're headed to the shore, don't forget Captain Chuckie's is there too. Visit CaptainChuckie's at theshore.com. If you're here, remember that website. Check it out. We Love Crab Cakes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question. Don't forget to vote. Let's go to Jim in Burlington. Jim, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Well, I good morning, Dom. Afternoon, Dom. And I have an answer for the invention. I would say it's the cornflake.
Why the cornflake?
So back in 1894, when the cornflake was invented, before that, if a mom wanted to make breakfast, she had to build a fire. Everybody didn't have gas stoves. And then get some kind of meat or eggs, put them on the... It would be like 90 minutes to make breakfast. When the family found out they could make breakfast by putting some cornflakes in a bowl and put some cold milk on there, and it was a five-minute ordeal. It was a great invention at the time.
That's a good one. Sure. Continues today. You had something else?
Yeah, I'm running for governor, and one of the things I should point out is that I served as the executive branch as a mayor for 8 years. The only really official that can take charge of an emergency would be the person who's in the executive branch. You know, locally it would be the mayor, state would be the governor, and at the federal level would obviously be the president. Anybody else is really in a legislative position. They can pass bills and promote bills, but what needed to take place, and I thought it was going to take place when I heard there was going to be a meeting at the Regional Operations Center, which is the Emergency Operations Center for the state in Trenton, but the governor never showed up. There was no information that came from that. When you have an emergency, you get the people together as the executive branch, and that's going to be fire, police, whether it's going to be National Guard at the state level, emergency services, hazmat. You come up with a plan, identify the situation, and then put your plan into place, and then you inform the public based on the information you have. And maybe you can't give all the information. But to say that it's not dangerous and we don't know what it is just a ludicrous statement for the press. It's embarrassing, and it makes everyone nervous. When we don't have leadership, the lack of true leadership, chaos and fear are in command.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Good luck with what you're doing. Thank you very much. Well, look, Murphy, his knowledge base on this, come on, he's connected to, he's got to have some sense of this. Look, he took the helicopters down. I'm still trying to check on Josh Shapiro. Does he have the helicopters up there in flight zones? He thought it was too dangerous. We were told by experts they do have New Jersey, Homeland Security, State Police, they do have long-range Blackhawks that could stay up there for quite a period of time. We just have to get a follow on these things. They're at night, then they're not during the day, as far as we know. All right. Murphy has been vigilant on telling us, take a breath, nothing to see, and all the rest. He's not vigilant in pushing the envelope on the power that he has and what a plan is that he's going to deal with and whatever he knows that he can tell us. He's not. Other governors would do. Do you think Ron DeSantis? Let's just take one. Would Ron DeSantis be operationally acting in the manner of Governor Murphy at this point? He would not. Now, I don't know the specifics. I'm not inside the second by second, but DeSantis would move heaven and earth to try to exercise some degree of power and transparency. That's what he does. That's what he would do. I think there are other governors out there that might do the same thing, maybe for political purposes. Josh Shapiro's only done a little bit. Now, Pennsylvania has not been as much of an epicenter, but Murphy, no. If he were running for president, if that was realistic like we thought he was a while ago and someday and all that stuff, maybe he would do more. Be interesting if his wife were the senator, what she would be saying. That's one of the great things that happened, by the way, in 2024. She didn't become senator. All that money, all that name recognition, everything else in a place like Jersey, she was stopped cold.
I forgot about that.
That's a good thing. Big time thing, yeah. I'm shocked that Andy Kim was that popular and or known and or funded or whatever, or just they wanted somebody who wasn't as outrageous as the wife was. And they stopped her, yeah. Big deal. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. My point, though, of Jeff Andrew and these others, they do have some degree of power. I think they're trying to exercise it. But where is the person that is pushing back on this? They're playing out the string. They don't care. Smugness of the Year award. When I saw that John Kirby with the scarf on at the White House with Brett Baer calling it hobbyist. Remember that? The hobbyist. And then Dana Bash on CNN saying, well, I'm told these are new choppers that the state police are trying out to replace the old choppers. Are you kidding me? How many choppers would they have, Dana? You can be told whatever you want. That's silly, beyond belief. That's where we're going with this. And now we're going down the path of, all right, what are we going to do? You know, you have other distractions, the CR bill, the stuff going on with that Christmas. They're winning on this. So who knows if we ever definitively get the answer. This will be something that Trump can do early on. You got to believe that a president of the United States, like the current president, Dr. Jill Biden, Dr. Jill probably knows something, or Ron Klain, or Susan Rice. Susan Rice would be the one that could tell us based upon what we know. And why Biden suddenly came back to Washington and Harris suddenly canceled her L.A. trip. Is it about this continuing resolution? Would Joe Biden really put her in? I'll say right now, he's not going to put her in as president. I would be shocked. I think the hatred there has got to be universal. I mean, he's many things, but all-time politician, why would he do that? What would be the payoff there? Is there some guarantee of something he's afraid of? And he is going to pardon more people, or somebody is, and he's going to sign it, or somebody else will sign it. That's going to happen. Did he really know he was pardoning the cash for kids program over there, the prison thing in Scranton? He really knew that? That's debatable right there. All right, final calls of this week coming up. Hit us with the lightning round. Hit us with something that is a great small invention. That's what we're looking for. It's been a fabulous day. Hope you heard Paula Scanlon. That's good news. I didn't know that on her mom's side, the mom is Taiwanese, and one of the strategies, there's Scott Presler again, she is hooked into Asian-American groups, particularly she talked about Korean churches and things of that nature. Notice what he does. He's out there scoping out what are the points to register people to vote. What's the leverage? I mean, who else would have thought of the Amish, the raw milk thing? Yeah, we would have thought of hunters, VFW posts, truckers for Trump. But he really, really, you know, vote by vote, voter registration by voter registration. Doing it again in New Jersey. Watch for a lot of stuff at the beach with Presler this year with me and hopefully with Mulligans, et cetera. If you've never been, you got it. These are festivals. These are such great fun. All right. You get him right now, though, at 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right, and Dom's lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships really matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. And Judith, you have a great holiday season. Thank you for sponsoring the lightning round here every day. Side question, hit us with that all-time great small invention. All right, let's go to Mark in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Mark, what's yours?
What's up? Happy holidays. All right, so the best invention is the brain. It was invented by an individual called God. Some people are really good at using it, others not so much.
All right, thank you, Mark. We don't, you know, just for the future, we don't take Bible, God answers, or Trump because we don't want to get into debate around that. So just, you know, I got it. It's outside the box.
I think he's just being smart.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's go to Earl in Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl. Merry Christmas. Thanks for the call.
Merry Christmas, no problem. I decided to go with probably the smallest and cheapest little invention that you can come up with, and that would be fingernail clippers. I mean, you never think about them. You never really give them any thought until you actually need one. I mean, what are you going to do, chew on your nails or rub them up against a rock or something? And it's to the point where I tried to get you some information about who invented them, and there are about a dozen people that claim to have invented the fingernail clippers since the 1800s. So everyone's been working on it, and no one pays any attention to it.
Yeah, Earl, next time you see me, check those fingernails. I'm a big fan. I don't use the clipper, though. It's more of the, I don't know, bigger device that just really clips.
A device?
Yeah, it's a device.
Oh,
I don't know,
man,
what you call those. They're not the
gasoline-powered?
Yes. I want the full thing. Take those nails off. All right. Thank you, Earl. Greg in the Northeast, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, what's yours?
Hey, Dom. My answer today is twofold, and the pun is intended. I'm going to go with toilet paper and tissues because I can't imagine the mess we'd all have to deal with without toilet paper. And then the notion of blowing my nose into a hanky, folding it up, putting it back in my pocket for later use could make me puke.
All right, thank you, Greg. What's wrong with that, with the old hanky thing?
Oh, those are disgusting. What are you talking about?
Pocket square. Get it right back in there.
No.
Let's go to the great Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. In the age of the Renaissance, Leonardo da Vinci invented a mechanical robot in the guise of a lion. And Da Vinci's invention represents the very first phase in the development of artificial intelligence.
That is a great insight, Joe. Thank you very much. You know, am I a Philistine? You know, the people that fought against mechanical progress, etc., that I see almost, when I weigh the two things here with AI, I see just the negative. Its overall negative is just tremendous. What's going to, in fact, people are asking if AI is behind the drone situation. I'm not saying
I didn't consider that one.
And it's just, it's learned it can do this. If that's anywhere near reality, maybe I've seen Terminator too many times.
Yeah.
I'm seeing snow outside here in the Dom Dome, though.
Oh, wow.
And I have to do some Christmas shopping.
Perfect
just
time
light,
to do it.
But just the first flakes. First time we've seen it, I believe, this year. Yeah, almost definitive. Very small flakes. You don't see them there at 24th and Chestnut?
No, not seeing them between the buildings.
It's
here.
It's headed down your way.
All right.
Yeah,
well, I can't wait
a little
to
bit higher.
Thank God I didn't drive in today. That's
yes,
going to be helpful.
Exactly. Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, what do you have?
Hey, Dom, thank you very much. You know, Dom, this is really outside the box because it's not so much an invention, but it's more of a concept. Like whoever thought of this back in the early 70s when I was a young guy, I was fascinated by the baseball players in the major leagues with their pine tar, with their gobs and gobs, putting it on their helmets, their bats, their gloves. It's like, who thought of that? They don't do it that much now, but back then it was very prominent.
Well, I'll give you one in golf. It's a simple thing. Did you ever see when a guy hits an iron shot into a green? What does a caddy hand him and why?
I thought it was like some rosin, you know, or
the caddy hands him a putter. He walks to the green with a putter to have the feel of the putter, the 150, 200 yards that he's walking. I don't remember the first guy that did it, but now, if you don't do that, something's wrong with you.
No kidding.
Yeah, but that's a good
maybe
one.
Maybe it was the guy who designed the in Augusta. The famous golfer. Yes. I forget his name. Thanks, Bob.
Bobby Jones. Thank you very much. Well, when I throw the 40-yard football throw, I did not have pine tar, or I like stick 'em better. You spray it on at the knack. That was a heck of a throw. We have it on tape to Jim Worthington. We might be back at the knack inauguration day. Just saying, that could be happening. And I plan to do something special around that, if they let me. Go out for a pass. Who is it? Our buddy from Somerset, Dave from Somerset. Jackie, Clifton Heights, Luzamuda country. Jackie, what's yours?
Electric garage door opener.
Okay, explain.
Well, my dad had some patents on them. He went back when they needed to reverse. It was legislated that they needed to reverse. Everybody was trying to get my dad to explain ways to get a patent for it, and he did.
That is a very good one. Again, it's under the guidelines of making life more convenient, easier. We can all open a garage, pretty much. But there you go. You don't have to get out of your car. Kind of like self-serve gas in Jersey someday. Will that ever happen?
Never.
Which comes first? You can pump your own gas in Jersey or a Republican mayor in Philadelphia. I vote on a Republican mayor in Philadelphia as far-fetched as that is.
Yeah, that's I think I'd have to agree with you, though.
Yeah. All right, Henry, let's take a couple contenders here today and sort this out.
Yeah, so I have to, you know, base this back on how much I use these things. So Joe in Columbus, third caller in.
Yeah,
He said the Keurig. I use a Keurig almost every day when I'm making coffee, so that's one I had to use. Mark in the Northeast with the user interface. I mean, the way he explained it, we all use it every day. It's just the touchscreen. It's how we're able to use our smartphones and tablets and things like that. I think that's an awesome one. And I like Jim in Burlington's answer of cornflakes, you know, giving us the whole history. It's like, you know, beforehand you had to get, you know, start a fire, hunt your meals. No, just get a bowl, get some milk,
and cereal. Yeah, cornflakes work pretty well, that they developed that and how that changed breakfast from that ordeal. Let's go with the cornflakes guy. Yeah, that was good, Jim.
All right, Jersey
Jim. All right, his name goes into the hat. So we'll be back on Monday. Make sure that you vote at Dom Show 1210 on the caller of the year. Richie always coming up next. The big Christmas spectacular coming from the Grand Hotel in Cape May. Still time to get over there. See all the stuff in person. You enjoy it. It's a real bonding for listeners. Have a great weekend. Come back on Monday. Scott Presler will be with us. Henry, anything else to add?
How about a winner of the week?
Oh, yes. Winner of the week. Let's do the drawing.
I'll
right
run
now.
Through it real quick, see who won. Yeah. Joe Columbus won on Monday. Drew and Upper Darby won
one.
On Tuesday.
I don't think we have time, so you better pull.
All right, pulling one, and now... Joe in Westchester with the robocalls.
All right, Joe Wednesday's in Westchester, winner. You are the winner with the robocalls. You get a copy of Letters to Trump. Everyone enjoy and get over to see Rich. Talk Radio 1210 WPHC.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.